I don't think we need to get, I don't want to get hung up on the terminology. I think you and I are saying exactly the same thing.
I think so.
Yeah. Possibly. I don't think we need to get hung up on the terminology of it.
But let's also, again, you know, we're at the very beginning of our process.
Yes. Yep.
Let's not come up with this like 6 months from now.
Yeah.
If you can establish the precedent of how we're going to do business, then we'll get it done.
Right.
And people won't ever like argue about it.
Yep.
And dispute with us about it. We want to avoid disputation by having clear understanding about how business is done.
Right. So you made a suggestion about that. Does anybody have any thoughts on
we started doing that at comps. We had people coming and sort of talking and kind of messed up the whole thing. And finally Julie said, okay, we're going to spend X number of minutes at the beginning. If anybody has anything they want to say, you're welcome to say it. We'd like to hear it. And then meeting began, and we did our business.
Yeah.
And I think it works very well, and it gives people an opportunity to say what they need to say.
You know, even though we're not a legislative body, we can follow the model that we already have,
as we put another line at the agenda that is a public comment, you know, open for 15 minutes or whatever, as long as there are people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a committee meeting. If there's some particular issue and somebody's there, we can invite them to the table to have that discussion. But as you say, and I think you're saying the same thing, it's not necessarily a public hearing, as we set aside some meetings that are public meetings where everybody's going to talk about an issue. Mm-hmm. And we go around and we're collecting data, we're collecting their information, whether it's with flip charts and other. We do the same thing, only get everybody involved, and no decisions are made at that because it's too freeform and too open to make the decision, but you take that information back and then you use that when you are forming policy. And then we do have probably a public hearing at the very end, if nothing else, where we present this to the whole community and say, this is what it is. Does anybody have any comments on it?
Yeah, here's a draft of the plan.
Yeah.
Let's hear comments and then go from there. So I like the idea of adding that sort of... I think what I wrote down some notes at the beginning, just sort of listening, and I think your comments are kind of reflecting some of the notes that I had, is that as you are forming as a group and as a committee, coming up with a more formalized sort of process, and this is the micro process. How are we working as a committee is going to be important. And I didn't want to jump in and start making suggestions on my first meeting, but that is sort of one of them. Thinking about how you frame that, the meeting, how you put the agenda together, how that public comment period works. So,
just a friendly heads up: you're getting tight on time for the survey discussion. So, up to you how you handle.
So, anybody else want to add anything to the how?
So, I do want to ask a question, though, about what was brought up before in terms of our appropriateness of discussing things outside of these meetings. And I feel like it would be hard to not be hearing things from people and not gathering information with all this stuff floating around in our head. So, I just want to know what is appropriate so I'm clear about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good question.
So, the differences between people talking to you on this subject, I've already had people stop me at Hannaford, want to know all about it, and they can say anything they want to me. The law requiring that public business be done in a public place is there to avoid stuff being done in a non-transparent way. That's all, really.
Well, you're talking about decision-making, not just having a conversation. And
you don't want to put yourself in a position where someone could turn a finger at us and say, yeah, but I know you guys. You all meet together on Tuesday nights at such and such's pub, and I know damn well you're discussing this stuff, and we're not hearing what you're discussing.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Because in the history of Rockland, this has come up before, when majority of city councillors were a member of the Elks Lodge.
So you're also talking about... So I guess it seems like there are two things. There's one that's a person from the public coming up to you wanting to know what happened at the last meeting.
Absolutely.
And then there's six of us that happen to bump into each other at Waterworks and start talking business. Yeah. And it sounds like that's totally inappropriate.
That's totally inappropriate.
Okay.
the talking with the community the is entirely in has to happen. You all need to represent the public.
Right. Yeah, but the thinner line, though, obviously, if you've got six members sitting around and discussing it, that's a meeting. But if there's two people who are on the committee who are discussing an issue in depth, is that also, you know, not transparent? I don't think it is. I think that's an important part of how you bang ideas off of mm-hmm. each other.
How many people are on this commission? Committee?
One, two, three. No.
Because,
four,
I mean, that's
five,
sort of.
Six,
you have
seven,
a quorum
eight,
when you have X.
Nine, ten. I think there's 11 at the moment.
So what does that make a quorum? Mm-hmm. Five? Six?
Six.
I wonder, in other places that I've worked on, we've started this process at the beginning, but we have developed rules of
rules of order?
Yeah, kind of like that. And I miss, there's an actual phrase for it, which I, for
Steam
whatever
conduct.
It's a, yeah, like an SOP. I mean, would it help? If, you know, just for conversation purposes, if I just sort of threw something out there to you guys and said, this is how we're working, and you can, as with anything, this is a good opportunity for me to say this, but anything that I write or put out there, I mean, again, this is your document, and so I'm completely open to group editing and all that stuff. At some point, I'll take your suggestions and make sure they're incorporated correctly. But
you are here for exactly that kind of technical expertise.
So if it helps, I can just put something together for the next meeting or two, and just we can at least start to build that.
And if you get his approval, then we'll all
perfect.
But there's one other thing that keeps coming up in comps all the time, and that's reply all. When Ed sends you an email, you reply to Ed. You don't reply to the whole group. Because if everybody replies to the whole group, we're having a meeting. So we need to reply only to Ed when he sends an email.
And can you figure out to what extent these communications are open to the freedom of access law?
Totally.
They all are.
All of them.
Absolutely.
I will make sure that at least from my, whoever is sending out agendas and stuff, I'll make sure that they all go out to the press, to Steve Betts and everybody else, so there's nothing that isn't automatically available to everybody.
Right.
The inner stuff, if somebody sends me something, that may be a different thing. Obviously, they're available to freedom of access. But I don't know that I'm going to send every single email that somebody sends me to Steve Betts.
Right. But on request, for example.
But on request that you know.
Because you're a government official. It's easier to FOIA you than...
Yes.
Than the citizen who's on a committee.
I have that policy of, on my email, not deleting anything.
Yay.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
So I think this is all really good conversations, and my sense is that as we're kind of working together, the next several meetings, some of these things will start to coalesce a little bit more as you kind of figure out your operating mechanisms and how you work together as a committee. But I will try to find some stuff that we can pull together. You can look at it and try to get it out maybe ahead of time so people can think about it.
The Maine Municipal Association has some good stuff.
Yep. I think that's where I pulled some of the other stuff. So, it's important. Lay it out. It's like a little handbook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.